office cork is melting in the dark. All the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left a cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again.
News, timeless hits, WRJN, and that song from Richard Harris, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for today. What a song. MacArthur Park. Now, another nugget coming up at 1:45-ish this afternoon, and this song was recorded in 67, but took four different versions over 5 years to become the hit that you know it has, and you'll hear it. 1:45 this afternoon at Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, twice daily on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. The president's latest announced tariffs may have some of the U.S.'s biggest trading partners wondering why. White House correspondent Nancy Cordes.
Another day, another tariff, it seems. President Trump saying that he's going to impose 25% tariffs on all foreign steel and aluminum imports starting today. Now, that will have the biggest impact on close allies like Canada and Mexico, whose leaders just cut deals with the president last week that they may have thought would head off moves like this.
China has responded to Trump-imposed tariffs with its own on U.S. goods. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The Chinese government has retaliated with levies of up to 10 to 15% of $14 billion worth of U.S. goods. Those goods include things that we export, like liquefied natural gas, coal and crude oil, farm equipment, and some automotive goods.
The president has promised to end the Ukraine war now.
National Security Advisor Mike Waltz says members of the Trump administration will meet with European officials about ending the war in Ukraine that's nearly 3 years old. President Trump says the war would not have started under his watch.
I'd like to see that war end for one primary reason. They're killing so many people.
The president said yesterday while on Air Force One, he has spoken to Russian President Vladimir Putin about the war. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Philadelphia Eagles fans are relishing their Super Bowl victory. Music fans are talking about the halftime show.
It's your uncle, Sam.
Samuel L. Jackson bringing Kendrick Lamar to the Super Bowl stage, launching into a medley of his hits, including Squabble Up and Luther. The frequent collaborator SZA, that audio courtesy of Fox Sports, but it was that will he or won't he moment that bought the house down. Going into his now infamous Drake diss track, Not Like Us, which is at the center of a defamation suit being brought on by Drake. Matt Wolf, CBS News.
Another wave of snow is moving east. Meteorologist Nikki Nolan is on the CBS Weather Watch.
Over 23 million are currently under the threat of this winter storm from the plains to the mid-Atlantic. Snow accumulations upwards of 4 to 9 inches are expected, with ice accumulations upwards of a quarter of an inch.
The CDC says flu cases are spiking again. Doctor visits for the flu at their highest level in 16 years. CBS's Dr. John LaPook says if you feel sick, don't ignore it.
It's important to make that diagnosis, because if you make the diagnosis and you can get medication, Tamiflu or Zofluza, works best if diagnosed within the first 48 hours. So you got to stay in touch with your health care provider.
In early trading, the Dow is up 149. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine is where Evers stops today. The governor is visiting Head Start centers in Superior, Eau Claire, and Racine to highlight his Year of the Kid initiative. He says he's aiming to make child care more affordable. There have been ongoing funding issues for Head Start programs across the country. A car crashed into a tree at Noel Place and Roseland Avenue in Racine yesterday, resulting in critical injuries for the driver. Flight for Life was called. Racine police are investigating. A private ribbon-cutting ceremony was held last week to unveil Racine County's new Youth and Development Care Center in Caledonia. The new 50-bed facility is named after former county executive Jonathan Delagrave. Fire crews from Racine and Kenosha County were called to a chicken coop fire in the town of Brighton yesterday. All seven chickens escaped unharmed. The likely cause of the fire was an electric heat lamp that fell. And Racine Unified is preparing for a referendum on the April ballot, with detailed information available on the Racine County I website. You can do a deep dive into the RUSD request and the impact at racinecountyi.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Eagles win the Super Bowl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens in New Orleans, where the Eagles beat the Chiefs 40-22. Linebacker Zach Bond from Brown Deer, Wisconsin, and former Badger intercepted a pass just before the half that set up another Eagles touchdown.
When I'm relaxing with my family in Wisconsin, I'm going to think about where I came from, what I did, and where I'm going.
The Chiefs denied the chance to be the first team to win three Super Bowls in a row, quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
I can't turn the ball over early in the game when it's not going our way, and I'll have to learn from that and try to be better the next opportunity that I hopefully get.
NBA, the Bucks with a win at home, 135-127 over the 76ers. Damian Lillard with a season-high 43 points.
I think I hit my first two threes, so, you know, obviously that's a good sign. You know, you hit those couple threes, it feel good. You see the ball go in early. The ball was moving. It was just a good flow to the game, so I felt good because of the flow of the game.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 30 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be from the northwest at 5 to 15. Cloudy tonight with some light snow around or a little after midnight. Our low down to 15. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 21. Wednesday, cloudy with more snow possible and a high near 25. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, for once in my life. Well, maybe twice. Here's Stevie Wonder, WRJN.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I do. Someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. In my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore.
Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December.
On a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow, I am a rock, I am an island. I built walls and fortress deep and mighty. Friendship, friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. Feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock, I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my womb, I touch no one and no one touches me. I
rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
The station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. Be here about an hour from now. You'll have a chance to win that Mannheim Steamroller CD called Romance. And as you might guess, it's got some very romantic songs on it. And you can win it just in time for Valentine's Day. And you'll hear some familiar songs. You'll hear some songs that might be new to you. But all of them designed to be, shall we say, mood-making, if you know what I mean. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more, say no more. Yeah, the Romance CD from Mannheim Steamroller could be yours just by calling in to win it about an hour from now here on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
As of 9 a.m. this morning, our EV trucking company is officially in operation.
Andrew's zero-emission trucks are driving the transportation category forward.
We'll make driving safer, easier, and less stressful.
Now our technology needs to keep up with demand.
He needs to put pedal to the metal on hiring more software engineers.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovell with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, you give me all your loving and your dirty loving, all your hugs and kisses and your money too. Well, you know you love me, baby. You tell me maybe that someday will do. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die. Shot it at your heart. So if we ever part, then I leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die. Well,
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus, giving a shout out to Marcy. Also, Pam and Stella, all listening together in Cary, North Carolina, right outside of Raleigh via the internet. Hello, from Racine, Wisconsin. Me, Dan Marcus, WRJF.
Drop your silver in my tambourine. Help a poor man build a pretty dream. Give me pennies, I'll take anything. Now listen while I play my green tambourine. Watch the jingle jangle start to shine. Reflections of the music that is mine. Green tambourine. Drop a dime before
Timeless Hits, WRJN, with another update from Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine is on the governor's agenda today. Governor Tony Evers is visiting Head Start centers in Superior, Eau Claire, and Racine today. He's trying to emphasize his Year of the Kid initiative, with said efforts to include making childcare more affordable. Evers' budget proposes over $500 million in investments to support the childcare industry. There have been ongoing funding issues for Head Start programs across the country, with Evers saying it's all due to federal funding freezes initiated by the Trump administration. A private ribbon-cutting ceremony was held last week to unveil Racine County's new Youth Development and Care Center. It's in Caledonia and named in memory of Jonathan Delagrave. He's the county executive who spearheaded the creation of the facility. It's got 50 beds and was built almost entirely with state funds. It'll provide detention from youth across southeastern Wisconsin. The center is said to include a trauma-informed approach to youth care and rehabilitation. Racine voters head to the polls in April with the district looking for more money. Online, you can find a deep dive on how much money Racine Unified wants and how it'll impact their operations. You can go deeper at racinecountyi.com. Kenosha Unified voters have a referendum on the February ballot. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 30 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be from the northwest at 5 to 15. Cloudy tonight with some light snow around or a little after midnight. Our low down to 15. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 21. Wednesday, cloudy with more snow possible and a high near 25. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, with a song here that did more for pottery classes than you can imagine. Here's the Righteous Brothers on WRJN.
Oh, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch a long, lonely time. Time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much. Speed your love to me. Lonely rivers flow to the sea, to the sea, to the open arms of the sea. Wait for me, wait for me. I'll be coming home. Wait for me. Oh, my love,
Hits WRJN. Peter Noon opens his shows with that song, as he told me recently.
Every show I've ever opened, I open with "I'm Into Something Good."
It's a great opening.
It's a theme.
Yes.
And they're coming with the Association on the 28th to the Genesee Theater in Waukegan. Listen to win tickets. We have more of them from WRJN.
When the truth is found to be.
hometown radio refreshed. WRJN.
I saw you sitting in the rain.
Yeah, you too. is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump is set to announce 25% tariffs on all steel and aluminum imports. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The top five suppliers of steel to the U.S. market were Canada, Brazil, Mexico, South Korea, and Germany. The main exporter of aluminum is Canada. But many experts say that it is China that's really at the heart of this round of tariffs, because while China does not export steel or aluminum directly to the U.S., it is one of the big players in the global steel and aluminum industry.
Retaliatory tariffs from China against the U.S. took hold today. Trump promises reciprocal tariffs as well.